The Violence Against Women Act, which provides funding, services, and other legislative impacts for domestic and sexual abuse survivors, is set to expire at the end of this month. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, local advocates are calling on Congress to extend the law.
Jolie Moran is a survivor of rape and works at the Vera House Domestic and Sexual Assault Service Agency in Syracuse.
I have seen firsthand the importance of the Violence Against Women Act. For nearly 25 years, survivors have relied on VAWA to be a pillar of safety and support in our country. For many, VAWA is the difference between life and death.
Moran says the measure has helped create and support agencies like Vera House all over the country. Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko says a short-term extension, which would only last a couple of months, has been proposed, but he says it is not acceptable. Katko and advocates at Vera House, like Monique Wright Williams, another survivor of sexual abuse, want a longer or permanent extension of the law.
I would love to have my abuse have been a short-term problem. I don't think you give short-term solutions to long-term problems. This should be a permanent, because my having to deal with this is permanent. This is the remainder of my life.
Katko says his goal is to get it done this year. He says he thinks they will ultimately be successful, although he says many in Congress do not want to deal with anything difficult until after the November election. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.